because God had given him some messages on that. And he said, Ken, you go back to Philippians 1 and finish it off. So we get to finish off Philippians 1, and I'm really excited about it. It's such a great passage of Scripture. I just am thrilled by the Word of God, and I love the little book of Philippians. Paul wrote this. He says he was in chains. He was in a Roman jail, and he was going through some interesting times, but God gave him opportunity after opportunity, even in chains, to preach boldly the word of the Lord. And those who came to visit him heard the gospel, and I'm sure the soldier who had Paul duty must have thought, what's going on? I'm coming to get this guy in chains, and here's this joyful, happy Christian talking about Jesus all day long, and I get to watch him and guard him. I'm sure it impacted the guards that were there. Anyways, let's read the word. We're in Philippians 1, and we're going to start at 8 and read an extended passage. And it's just such good words. Philippians 1, verse 8. Verse 9. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Now, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I'm going to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you in your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you, again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. Praise God. Paul was living his life, but he was facing even death in chains. But he used every opportunity to serve God. He was there for the people's progress and joy in the faith. You see, it was his desire and longing of his ministry that they would grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they would be filled with joy, because that's just a great way to live. And I know that there are so many joy stealers in this world today. I trust that you are filled with joy. And if you need a fresh touch of joy, we're going to ask for that this morning. And I trust that you will be filled with joy, that it will bless you, and it'll be that joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise the Lord. See, in order for Paul to minister joy to others, he had to be filled with joy himself. And a joy that wasn't dependent on circumstances or situations, but something that nothing could take it away, a joy. And that's why Paul said, and because of this I rejoice, and yes, I will continue to rejoice. He chose to live in joy. No matter what was happening to him on a daily basis, he chose joy. And that's a great choice to make, and I just want to encourage you in that. Let's look at Paul's joy and how it came about. First of all, it was because the gospel was being advanced. That was a good cause for joy. When he said, what has happened to me has served to advance the gospel. I mean, the palace guards, those who guarded them, David knew that this man was full of the Lord and full of joy. And the brothers gained boldness because they watched Paul's life, and it gave them boldness to share the good news of the gospel. Negative circumstances, yet the gospel was advancing. Aren't you glad that nothing can hold back the gospel? It's just going to keep going and keep growing. Praise the Lord. And I think of that, the opportunities we are given, the opportunities we have to benefit others, to bless others, to share, to invite someone to Christ, to share testimony, the power of our words, especially that testimony that we have. Being deliberate, being led by the Spirit, being willing to partner with God. My life is always surrounded by Christians because I'm a pastor, so I have to be deliberate. I have to go to places where there are some pre-Christians. I have to do some things where I can mingle and schmooze with people who are not walking in faith. And I know I have to be deliberate about that, and I just want to encourage you in your life to be deliberate about sharing the love and life of Jesus Christ. It's something that's so powerful and brings blessing. I need to tell you a story about the lady in the next bed. I was visiting the hospital, and there's one of our dear saints, and this is a while ago, but it's such a great story. Her name was Olga. She was an older woman, but she was full of faith and full of the Spirit and full of joy and full of life. And she was the praise the Lord lady. I mean, she was lying in bed. She was sick. And she was praising the Lord and talking to Jesus. And I'd go and visit her, and I'd always felt better when I left than when I came, because this lady was just full of stuff that was overflowing, and it was spilling out, and it was getting all over me. And then I'd pray for her. And when I prayed for her, I prayed, and Lord, bless the lady in the next bed. And then I'd go, and, you know, after a while, the lady got out of the hospital. And one day I get a phone call. And the person on the phone says, this is the lady in the next bed. I need God in my life. Can you come and talk to me? Well, I made my way over there, found her and her husband, and talked to them about Jesus. Wasn't long, she was baptized. And then, you know, I could tell you that's the end of the story, but it isn't. It's only the beginning, because she had kids. And her kids started coming and talking to me about Jesus. And then her daughter was married to this rancher's family. And the rancher's family, they started coming to church and being involved in church. And I remember the rancher, I remember one story, he was telling me, he was out walking with and he's looking over his herd and his cows, and the Spirit of God, the voice of God came to him, sell the bull. Sell a bull and give it to missions. He looked, that's my prize bull. I can't sell my bull. Give it to missions. Well, he did. He sold the bull. And you see what's happening? Just from one person who was contagious, one person who was full of the joy of the Lord. And, you know, this kept on going and kept on going. And one day the rancher's wife died, and her name was Florence. And I had her funeral. And it was a while later, it was an inter-church crusade, a city, and I was one of the altar workers. Had a lady come to me for prayer, and she just needed ministry. She was going through some testings in her body and life, and she wanted somebody to pray for her. And so I was there to pray for her. And the first question I asked her, I said, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And she said, yes. She said, I received Christ at Florence's funeral. She said, you were preaching and you gave an invitation, and all those who wanted to repent of their sins and turn to God and believe in Jesus Christ and accept Jesus Christ into their lives should just ask him to come into their hearts and believe by faith that Jesus Christ loves them, that Jesus Christ died for them, and they'll be saved. And she said, I did that, she said. I bowed and I repented of all my sins. I told the Lord I was sorry. And I said, thank you, Lord, for loving me. And I asked Jesus, come into my life. And I received Jesus by faith. And my life has been changed ever since. I'm a new person. And I thought, wow, this is all from the lady in the next bed. And you know what? The gospel advances like that. From one person to the next person. If we can be contagious. Contagious Christians. Filled with joy. Filled with joy. Joy does that, doesn't it? It just catches on and advances the gospel. Praise the Lord. Well, Paul was also joyful because he was able to let go of the negative. Negative stuff happens. I don't know if it happens in your life, but I heard from the song leader this morning that it can happen. It can happen. There can be some stuff, some junk that happens in our lives. You know, when the gospel comes and changes our life, sometimes things just go good. But sometimes it's not so good. And sometimes times are tough. Negativity can really drain us and rob us of our joy. Paul said, some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, some out of selfish ambition and not sincerely, supposing they can stir up trouble for me. They were just troublemakers. But I like his response. But what does it matter? What does it matter? My wife and I were at a pastor's camp. I was at about the 22-year mark in my church, and we were there at this pastor's camp, and a whole pile of pastors, and one of the ministers that was there had prophetic, and they called the pastors to come to the front of the church, and he was going to pray for each one, and we were standing there, my wife and I were standing there, and we were having some deep pastor things that we were going through, and he was coming down the line and prophesying or praying over everybody and ministering to people, and he was deep. And he was profound. And it was amazing. And as I was listening, you know, I was watching and praying. I was listening to what he was saying to some of the other pastors. And because I knew them, I wanted to hear what was being said to them. And I thought, wow, that's deep. Wow, that's profound. Wow, he's right on. I wonder what he's going to say to us. Lord, we just need to hear from you. We need to know how much you love us and that you're with us. And we just need to be reminded of your love for us. He comes to the wife and I, and he smacks me on the side and says, nothing matters, and went to the next guy. And I remember looking at my wife, duh, what was that about? And we remember walking back to the trailer and thinking, why, that was strange and weird. And I got praying about it, and then I realized what God was trying to say to me. You see, I let some things build up in my heart. I let some things just become, some molehills become mountains. And God was saying, let it go. Let it go. Nothing matters. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And sometimes that happens for you and for me. We get things that just get built up inside. We need to let it go. Let it go. I like what Paul said when he said, what does it matter? What does it matter? It doesn't really matter. You know, some of the negative things, we just need God to help us to see the good, even in the dark times. I think we sang about that, didn't we? We need to see God. We need the joy of the Lord as our strength. Ask God to help us see him more clearly. You know, I had a friend who his job was done. He was lost a job, ran out of money. He was just a mess. His wife got sick, and everything was going wrong. And he looked at me, and he said, Ken, he said, I've never been so close to God. God is just so close, and he's so awesome, and I have so much joy and so much peace. I look around, my life's a mess. Our family, we're in trouble. But God is right here. Sometimes when we go through some tough stuff, God is right there, and he's with us, and he's for us, and praise the Lord. So there's joy as we let go the negative. There's another reason for Paul's joy, and that's the people that you partner with. Your prayers. Your prayers for me. Paul, you know, the great apostle, the great missionary, journey traveler, the great writer of so many of the letters of the Bible, he said it so many times, pray for me. Pray for me. I love that. If Paul could say that, I can say that. And it's okay if you say it too. Sometimes we just need people to stand with us and pray for us. In 2 Corinthians 1, it's a great, great chapter. Paul talks about struggles and the things that he went through. And he said, we despaired even of life. But the God who raised the dead, the God who raised the dead came alongside us. And he lifted us up. And he said, and you helped us by your prayers. You helped us by your prayers. I love that thought. When we pray for someone, we pray with someone, there's power in that. We bless them. Just think of that. Those people, as they were praying with Paul, were actually, they may not have been near him physically, but they were actually standing with him as he was preaching. They were actually with him as he was writing. They were actually there with him. They were partners with him in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think of that. We think of Terry Law, World Compassion, World Ministry. And we think of Terry Law as he travels around the world and takes the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we maybe can't go into some of those dark places. We can't go into some of those hard places. We maybe can't do that. But as we pray for him, we're standing there with him. We're standing there with him as we're interceding and we're praying for him. God is with him and God is using him and we are there with him. And that's so powerful and so precious as we think of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy comes when you pray for others. Joy comes when you know you're being prayed for. Hallelujah. I got an email just the other day from one of the dear ladies in our church say, thank you. She had sent it out to quite a few people who were praying for her. And she said, thank you for your prayers. I'm feeling them. Hallelujah. God makes a difference and he brings joy as we pray with, for, and for each other and are being prayed for. Hallelujah. And then joy comes through the help given by the Holy Spirit. In Philippians chapter 2, he says, if there's any fellowship with the Spirit, fellowship with the Spirit of God. I think of the Holy Spirit. I think of his giftings. I think of his fruit. I think of the call to walk in the Spirit and the call to live in the Spirit. The great benediction that Paul left to the church in Corinth. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. When you think of that, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you can fellowship with the Spirit of the living God. Wow. And as you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, it brings joy into your life. Fellowship, two fellows in the ship, they have to look at each other, they have to talk to each other, they have to relate to each other. Fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, having coffee, chatting, just enjoying the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I love that thought. There's joy in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And so often I just say it, Holy Spirit, I just need you. I need you to come. I need you, Lord. The Holy Spirit means paraclete, called alongside. The Holy Spirit is called alongside us to lift us up, to help us, to be with us, to inspire us, to teach us, to guide us, to draw us to Christ, to remind us of his teachings, and to remind us of the fellowship that we have with God, the Spirit of the living God. Oh, it just gives joy, doesn't it? It increases joy, and it blesses us with joy. And then, how are we doing? Good. We have joy. Paul had joy because Christ was exalted in his body, whether by life or by death. To live is Christ, to die is gain. To live is fruitful labor. You know, when we lack purpose, we drift and we get self-centered. When we have purpose, especially a purpose that's beyond ourselves, but stretches us. Oh, we need to let God work in our lives so that we can become close to Him. Hallelujah. Purpose. Our progress and joy in the faith. And your joy in Christ will overflow on account of me. Overflowing joy. Don't you love that? Joy will overflow. That means it's going to spill on somebody. You're going to be contagious. You got full of joy, it's overflowing. Somebody else is going to catch it, and they're going to get joyful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love that. Last year I was diagnosed with cancer. December 15th, I had my surgery. They cut me from ear to ear and took out a tumor, stage 2 cancer. And it was end of January. I met with some of the surgeons, the physicians, and they said it went well. I'm cancer-free. Praise the Lord. Always gone. But you know how God speaks to me when I'm going through stuff like that? He speaks through the Scriptures. Back a few years ago, it was our dear friends, the Hamleys. They had a death in their family, and about that time, I had blood clots in both my lungs, and God gave me that verse in John, where that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. But this time, the verse God gave me is from Psalm 73, and in Psalm 73, the psalmist, he's kind of upset because he's looking around and he's seeing all the good things that are happening to bad people, and he's upset about that. He's not too impressed. He said, God, what are you doing? It's like you're blessing all these miserable, rotten people. And he was looking around and he was getting discouraged and feeling pretty low until one day. Went into the sanctuary and started to look up and look to God instead of looking around at everybody else. And he started looking to God, and this is what he said. God said, yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will take me into glory. And I thought, I get that, God. I get that what I'm going through right now, you are with me. You're holding me by my right hand, and you're guiding me with your counsel. And afterwards, I get an afterwards. Afterwards, you will guide me right into glory, right into your presence. Hallelujah. It won't be until his time, until the times are fulfilled and the purposes of God are fulfilled in my life. Until that time, then I'm going to glory. But until that time, I'm going to serve the Lord with joy and with excitement. I'm going to praise the Lord and bless him and honor him. Hallelujah. Love abound more and more. Hope spill overflow and joy overflow. In my life, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The scripture I read, the beginning verses, were a prayer of Paul. He prayed that their love would abound more and more. I like that. This was a great church, the Church of Philippi. And he was saying that your love would abound more and more. In other words, keep growing. It's okay the way you are, but it can get better. It can get better. There's more and more if you let it happen, more and more. In the knowledge and depth of insight so that you may be able to discern what is best. Don't settle for second best. Don't settle for the unturned. That which is best. That you may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. The glory and praise of Christ. Your passion, Christ. Your purpose, to make him known. The call to overflow with joy and hope and peace and love. Hallelujah. When I think of overflow, and I think of joy, I think of peace, I think of hope, I think of love. That's what God calls us to. That's what God has us for. He's come to give us life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us today. Thank you, Lord, for that word and reminder that we're called to hope in Christ. We're called to love more and more. We're called to rejoice and to overflow with joy. I pray a blessing of God upon each and every one in this room. And I pray a grace and a peace that would come and fill our lives. Hallelujah. Just while we're praying, does anybody need some joy, refreshing in your life? Just lift up your hand. You need the Lord to refresh your joy. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's ask the Lord for that. Father, you see those hands that have been raised. They need and they want and they're asking for a joy refresher. And I pray, Lord, that you would do that. Help them to bump into people who will overflow with joy, that will encourage their joy. Fill them with joy and blessing. Lord, it comes from the grace of God. Let your grace come and touch their lives and bless them, increase their joy. Lord, let the joy of the Lord be their strength. Hallelujah. When whatever we're going through, whatever they're going through, Lord, you know them, and you know what they need right at this very moment. Let Jesus Christ come and touch their lives and fill them with joy and peace in the name of Jesus. Praise God. While we're still praying, I'm so glad that you're here, but if there's anyone here who has never, you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I just would want to give you that opportunity. I don't want to miss that. There might be somebody here that has never received Jesus Christ into their lives. You'd like to ask, you'd like to invite Jesus Christ to come into your life. Just ask you simply where you are to raise your hand. I'd love to have someone pray with you before we leave this morning, but if there's someone you need Jesus, I'd love to pray for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord, that we could come together. Thank you, Lord, we love you so very, very much. Thank you that you first loved us. May your blessing and grace be upon us. May your peace fill our hearts and minds. Strengthen us to serve you. Fill us with joy. Bless us as we serve you and honor one another. I pray that you would be with us and go with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you. God bless you all. Appreciate so much that you've come and been here, and God be with you. God go with you. God give you a great day in Him. Amen.